The most widely followed benchmark of American stocks finished at a 7-year high yesterday. That's the Standard & Poor's 500 Index. And it started climbing after the Federal Reserve released some upbeat words about the economy. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average also finished at a record yesterday, but it's done that a lot this year. The S&P 500, by contrast, hasn't set a record for more than 7 years, and the S&P is considered a broader measure of stock market health. The market wasn't supposed to fare so well yesterday. A big plunge in the Shanghai stock market was supposed to send prices lower. But in the afternoon, the Federal Reserve released the minutes of its last meeting, and they were largely positive about growth prospects.
And if they're right, that has positive implications for the economy and corporate profits.
Stuart Hoffman is chief economist at PNC Financial Services.
At the same time, they reaffirmed their view that inflation, particularly core inflation, and despite the big run-up in gasoline prices, that inflation would remain well-behaved for the rest of this year. And that's always good news for both stocks and bond markets.
The Dow and the S&P have now set records, but the other major index, the NASDAQ Composite Index, still isn't anywhere near the record it set in 2000, before corporate scandals and terrorist attacks set the market back. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.